It was pretty even there, and did an okay job, but it just didn't seem like there was a ton of energy in the building. I don't know if that's because we weren't creating enough or because the band wasn't there or whatever, but second period we got into some penalty trouble again and lost some momentum, similar to yesterday, but then Kelly Terry and Sarah Davis did a great job on the penalty kill, on the forecheck there, and kind of got the momentum back, and then we started getting a few more chances. So again, you know, our team has been here before three times now in the last four games. We've gone into the third period tied, and we've been able to come out with a win each time. And so it was great to see our kids just push forward and not only get that one goal, but kind of close it out by getting that second one as well and giving us a little breathing room. But overall, really proud of the team. It's a great weekend overall.
If you can keep Terry with those two freshman wings, that's going to be a line that won't be much fun to play against.
Not at all, and that's why they're together. All three of them are so fast and so relentless, and they haven't really been this year getting rewarded a whole lot up until tonight, and obviously those two goals speak for themselves. They were what we needed.
I thought one of the things Kelly was doing well is she was communicating real well with them out there on the ice.
Yeah, you know, there was a couple times where Danny had the puck and it was a two-on-one. She didn't see it. Another time Kate had a 3-on-2 and didn't see it, but Kelly was just a continuous leader out there and communicating to them both on the ice but off the ice as well on the bench, trying to help them out.
How do you think your D-core did as a whole today?
I think overall pretty good. You know, we've kind of got our solid four, and then 5, 6, and 7 are all kind of rotating through, and I thought all of them made their shifts count tonight and did a good job. I mean, anytime you shut down Wisconsin, it can't just be your goaltender, it has to be everybody else as well.
Do you think the goaltender was on at all times tonight?
Ours?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought she was real good and very much in control, aside from the one that kind of leaked out her side there, and it was an anxious moment. But overall, I thought Amanda had just a fantastic weekend.
Did you know that was pipe right away?
I thought it was the sound it made and how it came out. So I was a little anxious when they called it a goal there, but glad we have some review up there.
On your second goal, did you think someone else scored it because your bench kept the puck?
Yeah, I couldn't tell who tipped it. I knew somebody did, and then I asked Danny. I said, "Did you tip that?" And she said, she went like that. So I was like, "Oh, okay, we better get the puck because that would have been our first goal." And then I congratulated her in the locker room, and she said, "Oh, I didn't score. That was Kelly." I said, "Well, what were you talking about?" "Oh, I thought you asked if I got the assist." So, anyway.